Get you a drink. Well, we're having a celebration, and you seem to be a bit down in the dumps. So I figured I could offer you a drink, and maybe help get your mind off of whatever it is it seems to be stuck on. Of course. You can have your complete confidence in me. As long as I don't drink anymore. One moment. All right. What's on your mind? I won't laugh. I promise. I can see just by your hesitance that this is probably something you've been mulling over for a while. And it's probably not a laughing matter. You're having trouble reconciling your attractions, if I'm understanding you correctly. You're having trouble naming what it is that you feel. Well, if it makes you feel any better, you're not the only one who feels the way that you do. I, in fact, am attracted to multiple genders and expressions of people. I mean, you didn't think the only reason I started following and traveling with Geralt was because I thought he was eternally interesting and I wanted my bardic career to flourish, did you? He is quite something to look at, isn't he? And not to trivialize what you're feeling or agonizing over, at the end of the day, sometimes there doesn't need to be a word for how you feel, what you feel, a label. Whoever you love or are attracted to enough to potentially share a bed with, it's up to you. And said person, or persons if that's your persuasion, you wouldn't be the only one here. What anyone else thinks about you and your attractions isn't their business. But if finding some way to describe who you are and how you feel makes things make more sense or makes you feel better, then by all means. I could help you come up with one if you want. Me. Well, lover of people is what immediately comes to mind. That makes sense to me, if I were to put words to it. There are so many people in this world, and I find myself attracted to a great many of them. Maybe that helps you, maybe it doesn't. But, as I said, it's something that you can think of and find, if that's what you want. How did I come to terms with liking more than one gender? Well, for so long, it was expected of me to take over my family's duties of overseeing judicial shit over the province and settling down, marrying the nice girl they picked out for me. And I fell into it, doing all the things I was supposed to do. It took longer than I'm willing to admit to realize that that's not what I wanted. That's not who I am. It's not how or who I wanted to love. That it wasn't any of the business of those who were trying to tell me what to do. And how it was for my own good. Realizing doesn't have to come all at once. And it can change. Romance and sex can change and are fluid. Just like people can and are. In the end, you love who you love, you have sex with who you have sex with, and it's okay too if you don't do one or the other or both. You aren't hurting anyone just by existing. And you aren't wrong if you explore and find something else that resonates better with how you feel inside. Life is too short to worry about those who tell you otherwise. And if you ever need someone to talk to about it, someone with different life experience or just another possible take on things, you can come to me. Even if it's just so I can lend an ear for you to rant at, or if you're looking for advice. Bottom line is, you are who you are. And who you are is good. Now, we should probably be heading out, I think. Thinking about it, I may have flirted with someone I shouldn't have. And I can practically see the storm cloud growing larger and larger over Geralt's head as we speak. So, shall we?